from San Francisco, California, with your host, Ben Kaspic. This is Locked On Giants Baseball. Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Kaspic, and I'm thrilled to be with you again today. On this show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also insightful and easily digestible, easy for everyone to understand. We're bridging the gap between what happens on the field and what happens in the front office. And what happens on the field and what happens in the front office is about to change in a major way as the Giants announced last night that they have hired former Phillies manager Gabe Kapler to be the replacement for Bruce Bochy and the next Giants manager. And there's just a tremendous amount of information to unpack here from this decision. And I think the first thing to point out is that it is an extremely unpopular decision amongst Giants fans. And Farhan Zaidi knows this. The Giants front office, the Giants ownership, the Giants know that this is an unpopular decision. And a lot of that stems from an incident that occurred when Kapler was working for the Dodgers as their director of player development. It definitely seems like the Dodgers could have handled the situation better, but it doesn't necessarily seem like a Kapler issue. And MLB did investigate this incident and released a statement essentially clearing Kapler of any wrongdoing and that he acted appropriately given the information that he had. Farhan Zaidi was working for the Dodgers as their general manager at the time, and he has talked about the incident as well at length already in a press conference with reporters on the phone last night and then again on KNBR this morning. Zaidi said to reporters last night, "The biggest mistake we made was asking the wrong questions. We asked what we had to do instead of what was the right thing to do. I'm truly sorry from my perspective that I didn't ask the right questions." So it's a bit of a complicated story, and if you want to hear the details about it, I would go to the Washington Post and read the article. It shouldn't be hard to find, given that, you know, these are trending topics considering the Giants just elected to hire Gabe Kapler. So it's a bit unfortunate that we have to even discuss these topics when the Giants announce their managerial decision. And the fact that the Giants and Farhan Zaidi completely understood that there's this perception about Gabe Kapler that is very negative out there tells you a lot about what they think about him and his chances of being an impactful and positive manager for the Giants for years to come. So he said as much on KNBR this morning. He said, quote, "There's a real divide between people that are judging Gabe based on the perception, and I understand that. I read some of this stuff about Gabe and I say, that's not someone I would even interview for manager or be a friend or relation to. And that's concerning, but there's a huge gap between that and the person that he is and that people who have worked with him or have been around him will vouch for. And that was something that became very clear in this process, that there's a perception problem that we're going to attack head on. And the best way to do that is to get Gabe out in the community and let fans get to know him themselves. He is quirky, there's no doubt about that. Nobody gives him a harder time about that than I do, believe me. But at the end of the day, it's about the quality and character of the person and what they can bring the organization. And in those respects, we really thought he was the best candidate." Zaidi also talked about the fact that ultimately, it's about judging people based on their qualifications and character that we know of rather than the perception. And I mean, it makes sense. You don't want to make a decision based on the public perception, but based on the facts that you gather. And that is what they're saying here. He said, because of some of these things and the perception of what happened, he had higher standards and higher hurdles to get through in the interview process. And I think that's appropriate. So evidently, he absolutely blew them away, and they thought he was far and away the best choice for this job. And I mean, it has to be true, because they knew all this baggage came with Kapler, yet they decided to go with him anyway. So that should speak volumes about what they think about him and how he's going to be a fit for this role. And so I'll admit to falling under the cloud of perception about Gabe Kapler, knowing very limited information about him. And I've said all along that if it ended up being Kapler, I would have to reconsider my feelings about him because I have so much faith and trust in Farhan Zaidi to make a really good decision. And so I know a lot of people are not going to have that same faith and trust, but I'm certainly willing to give them the benefit of the doubt. And it's also, I'm kind of going to tease what we'll talk about here in the second half. But the big issue with him in Philadelphia, the main thing that people in Philadelphia didn't like about Gabe Kapler was that he was too new school, too devoted to analytics, too modern. And I just don't think that's an actual problem. And people also criticized his persistently upbeat personality, which, you know, in a vacuum, upbeat personality and devoted to modern analytics is exactly what the Giants, what I would have said they should be looking for and would be looking for in this process. So if that's truly who he is, and they are claiming that it is, and I tend to believe what they're saying because they have way more information than we do, then I think this could end up being a good fit, a really good fit for the Giants and for Kapler. So coming up in the second half of the show, we'll just continue to talk about Gabe Kapler and what this means for the San Francisco Giants. It's a dramatic shift, a full 180 from the days of Bruce Bochy going to Gabe Kapler, who will be introduced today at noon at Oracle Park. So we'll talk more about Kapler and what this means for the Giants in the second half of the show. But first, we talk about baseball performance all the time on this show, but what about performance in the bedroom? That's right, BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue. BlueChew is the first chewable with the same active FDA-approved ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know that they work. They can be taken anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever the opportunity arises. Yes, I actually know someone who has tried this product and they have extremely positive things to report about its effectiveness. The best part about Blue Chew is that it's prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package. So there's no more visit to the doctor's office, waiting at the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness around this topic. Blue Chew is made in the United States and prepares and shipped direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit www.bluechew.com and get your first shipment free when you use special promo code MLB. Just pay $5 for shipping. That's it. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code MLB, and try it. It's free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring this podcast. Okay, as promised, here in the second half of the show, just going to continue to talk about Gabe Kapler, the Giants' decision to hire him as their next manager. Shifting away from perception to what is actually going to be the reality of this, I think that there's probably a lot more positivity and upside than what the perception would have us believe. As I said and teased in the end of the first half, one of the big criticisms out of Philadelphia was that he was too devoted to analytics. And I don't actually think that's an issue. Look at a team like the Tampa Bay Rays. Like, they're a team that acts in a devotion to analytics. But, you know, in 2019 as well as in 2018, they were able to make that work and lead to results on the field. But a big part of the issue in Philadelphia is that they didn't actually win when Kapler was there. They finished at 500 in 2019 and a little below it in 2018. But a lot of people don't understand. They had serious baseball issues, not Kapler issues necessarily. And all the reports from there that I've heard and talked to some people who have intimate knowledge of the Phillies, they've said that he did a really good job. And he definitely had some growing pains early on when he first started there, but that he showed tremendous improvement and that in 2019 he did a good job, but the team just kind of let him down. You can't always blame a team's struggles on the manager, even though it's tempting to do so. You know, we talk about, first of all, people keep saying he couldn't win with a loaded roster in Philadelphia. Well, they had key injuries. They had key injuries. Their entire bullpen went down. Andrew McCutchen went down. They had a lot go wrong from a baseball perspective in Philadelphia. So you can never really blame a team's performance on the manager. Sometimes you can, but it's definitely not the only thing to go by. It's more about what did people think of him there? What was his process like there in terms of on-field strategy and decision-making? What were the relationships like that he built with players, fans, the community, the front office? And that's what Farhan Zaidi talked about researching in his evaluation of Kapler as part of this managerial search process. And he says that he was just blown away by what people's actual experience was with Gabe Kapler in Philadelphia, and that he had tremendously positive reports coming from front office and from players and from members of the community there. He says he received unsolicited calls and texts from Philly's players, including household names and perennial all-stars. So that could include the likes of Harper and Real Muto and Aaron Nola, Andrew McCutchen, who were going out of their way to reach out to him to express that they hoped the Giants would hire Gabe Kapler because they thought he was such a good person and so deserving of the opportunity to continue to manage. Also worth pointing out that the Phillies' decision to fire him came from ownership, and the general manager publicly stated that they wanted to keep him in that role. And Farhan essentially said that several of the players were very upset that they decided to fire him. So the general kind of consensus that I'm getting is that this was a decision in Philadelphia driven by perception of the fans. And that's, you know, an owner overstepping the general manager to make a decision because of fan reaction is, to me, potentially a mistake. And I just think Kapler is just this fascinating person in terms of the perception of him publicly versus what organizations actually think about him as a person and as a manager. And he has a very impressive resume. He was a longtime player. He managed in the minors. He was the Dodgers' director of player development and overhauled their entire minor league system and modernized them and got them to be a model organization from a player development standpoint. And he's been a major league manager, and apparently there are cold, hard facts to back up the notion that managers have a lot more success and traction in their second jobs. So the Giants really believe that he is the right person for this job. You know, there's perception out there that this was just Farhan Zaidi hiring a buddy and that it was known all along that he was going to hire Kapler. But I don't think anything could be further from the truth. It was a long process, and he keeps saying that it was a true process. He stated that Kapler had higher standards and higher hurdles to get through because of the perception about him publicly. He's also stated that this was an organization-wide decision, and he's not just going to make a decision on his own without seriously considering the input of all parties. And I believe that. So it's really easy to jump to conclusions and just make assumptions about all of this, but I really believe that it was a true process and that they truly think Gabe Kapler is the right person for this job. And I do have faith and confidence that they know what they're talking about and they know what they're doing. So lastly, just want to finish this up by saying a few words from someone who followed him closely in Philadelphia, who says, "I think Kapler was a bad fit for the fan base. He's a progressive manager in a non-progressive town. I think he's a perfect fit for an organization like the Giants, who are probably in a 2 to 3 year rebuild mode. Middleton," that's the Phillies owner, "did not have the patience to let a guy like Cap create his thing. For what it's worth, he was better in 2019 with lineup management and pitcher usage and balancing the true on-field stuff with the data than he was in 2018. A healthy bullpen and a healthy Kutch and performance from the rotation in 2019, and the Phillies are closer to the wild card. A manager can't overcome that, and I think more blame should have been put on the off-season decisions with the rotation than on the manager. I think he's a really good fit for San Francisco." I asked him to describe Kapler's personality, and he said, "Intense, quirky, turbo jock. He can come across as standoffish and opinionated, and he absolutely knows he's right and you're not." So that's just what he said. This is a guy who followed him closely for 2 seasons when he was the Phillies manager, a guy who's a little more objective than the average fan. And that's what he said. So Kapler's going to be introduced today at noon, and this era is going to begin whether fans like it or not. So I'm going to approach this with an open mind, and I think the Giants have a lot more information than we do. That's just a given. And I continue to have faith in the front office to make good decisions. So we'll obviously continue to talk about this topic in the coming days this week. We'll talk about the press conference tomorrow. But that is all the time we have for today. So remember to get this show every weekday. You need to hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so already. Once again, my name is Ben Caspick. You can follow me on Twitter at Ben Caspick. That's Caspick with two Ks. I cannot wait to be with you again tomorrow. And until then, we'll see you next time.